the Yarkles.
So, this is the patient. How long is it since it worked?
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest. It's been a long time, though. 20, 25 years. Maybe even more.
You know, it's a really magnificent clock. I've seen some impressive church clocks in my time, but never a village hall clock quite like this. Oh, look at that carving.
Well, we do look after it. We have the vases cleaned and polished a couple of times a year. As you say, it's a beautiful clock. The only thing is, it doesn't work.
If you don't mind me asking, why hasn't anyone done anything about having it repaired before now?
I don't know. That's exactly what I wondered when I moved up here 3 years ago. A lot of other people I spoke to seemed to agree that we should get it repaired. Well, now we've got our village association off the ground, that's what we are doing.
Well, I still think it's incredible, though, that the village hasn't been able to afford to have it fixed before now.
Well, from what I can gather, it hasn't been so much to do with the money, it's more to do with some sort of superstition that the old village has had.
Oh? What sort of superstition?
Well, something to do with bad luck if the clock were to start working again. I don't know, it's just some silly old story.
So how do the villagers feel about it now?
Well, there aren't many of the old villagers left. Most of us here have moved here in the last few years. The old villagers that are left tend to keep to themselves. I don't think they really like us ex-city types much.
Well, the situation is this. Obviously, I'll have to charge you a fee per hour. But at this stage, I can't guarantee that I can repair the clock. What with it being out of order for such a long time. But nevertheless, these type of old large clocks are my speciality. So if I can't get it going, well, you'll need a new clock.
Fair enough.
Oh, the other thing is, I've got a church clock in Hastings to do tomorrow afternoon, so I'm going to have to work through the night. I hope I can get it done before daylight.
What about sleep?
Oh, don't worry. I've had some today. I'll probably catch a couple of hours in the morning.
Yeah, but what about light? The clock workings are up inside that raised tower bit. I doubt whether there'll be any light fittings up there.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got all the lights I need in my kit.
Oh, well, right, fine. Look, I'll show you around the building and we'll see if we can find the key for the clock tower.
If I can just somehow realign this wheel, and then just make contact. Oh, cobwebs. Must be years since anybody's been up here. Well, it's no mystery to me why you're not working. You've been well and truly vandalised. Why anyone would want to thrust whacking great stakes of wood into the workings of such a magnificent clock, I just don't know. Anyway, there's no reason why we shouldn't have you working again. In fact, if I can just get this wheel to just budge. There, done it. One village old clock lives again. Now, what time is it? 2:12. The clock's stuck at 1:01, so if I can just move these hands backwards, I should be able to do that on this type of clock. There we are. 2:12.
Well done.
Who are you?
I just pop up here now and again to keep an eye on things.
Oh.
I'm sorry if I made you jump.
Oh, that's all right. It's just that I wasn't expecting anyone to come up here. Not at this time of night. Who are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Just a man of the village.
And you keep an eye on things?
I do.
What is there to keep an eye on, I mean, apart from a broken clock?
Just a broken clock.
Hey, look, would you like to join me in a cup of tea? Or a sandwich? I think I've packed far more than I need.
No, thank you.
Well, she's ticking again.
I know. You're obviously very good at your job.
Oh, thank you. I assure you won't have a cup of tea?
No. I want you to stop the clock.
Stop the clock? What do you mean?
I mean what I say. The clock must be stopped.
Oh, this must be something to do with your village superstition.
What village superstition? I don't know of any village superstitions.
But you want me to stop the clock?
Yes.
Why?
You're the man who's made it work again, and you're the only man who can get it to stop again. In time.
In time for what? Look, I'm sorry, but this is my job, and I'm being paid to repair this clock. So that's what I've done. Now, if you're not happy, I suggest you have a word with your village residents' association.
It'd do no good. You're the only one that can put things right.
By stopping the clock?
If you know the story, you'd understand.
I see. Well, I've got a good 2 or 3 hours to kill now before daylight, so... Well, why not? Go on, tell me the story.
Well, the year that this clock last ticked was the year 1911.
Good grief. I knew it must have been heck of a long time ago, but 1911?
October 1911. The 31st of October. The second night after the Yarkels arrived in the village.
So to you, all my bottles of medicine will look like any other bottles. But don't be fooled, my friends, don't be fooled. The contents of these vessels could not only improve your health, but you'll find that you'll need no other medicine...
Who are these people?
Well, what does it say on their wagon? Yar, Yarkel, medicines and mixtures to cure all ills. You won't find me buying any.
Well, they must have some sort of knowledge of medicines, otherwise they wouldn't be allowed to do this sort of thing.
I wouldn't bet on it.
All known ills, phobias and discomforts.
Here, how about you, the lady with the brown scarf? You've got an handsome-looking young lad there. How about some of my special face lotion to stop him from getting warts?
Warts? Why should my lad get warts?
Ah, but why shouldn't he, though? As many a lad of his age gets warts. Come on, it's only tuppence a bottle.
Get away with you. I've better ways to spend my money.
All right, if you don't want it, you don't have to have it. You might be sorry one day, though.
How about this, then, ladies and gentlemen? Contained in this bottle is my Edgar Yarkel Long Life Mixture. 2 spoonfuls a day for a week. Little add years to your life. I'll guarantee you'll live to 90.
Who do you think you're trying to fool, old man? Do you think we've got no brains between us in this village?
I'm not surprised you all disbelieve my claim. But why don't you just one of you try it? How about you, sir? I think you'd benefit from a bottle.
Who, me?
Take no notice.
Come on, sir. Does Tubbs hate me a bottle? Just think of all them extra years on your life.
He doesn't want none.
And with due respect, sir, I think your friend can answer for himself.
He's me brother, and he's not interested in your potions.
Well, I don't know, though. It might be worth getting some to try.
Save your money, George.
Very well. I can't force anyone to buy.
Even if it is for their own good.
Be off with your fake medicine.
Yeah, get away.
I reckon they don't want our medicines, Edgar.
They will, Rosie. You'll all be coming to us with your precious pennies before long.
Yeah,
you wait and see.
Yeah.
We'll be parking on Robinson's Field, so we'll see you when you come. Let's be off.
Hey, something a bit strange about that couple. They don't half make me feel creepy.
Take no notice of them, George. They're just travelling swindlers trying to frighten people into parting with their money. I bet there's nothing in them bottles but river water. Don't you be going buying any of their nonsense potions.
Travelling medicine sellers? I thought they were from the old cowboy and Indian films. So you had this weird couple trying to sell fake medicines. What does it have to do with you wanting me to stop the clock?
That was just the start of it. The next day is a day that no one in the village would ever forget.
Yes, but we can't prove that, can we? Anyone can get warts, they're not uncommon. We can't go making accusations without proper proof.
P.C. Merry, you were in the village square yesterday. You saw that look they had when nobody had buy their medicines.
Well, yes, I did, Sergeant. It was, well... sort of...
Hateful, evil, they looked evil.
Yes, look, P.C. Merry, put the kettle on, make Mrs. Williams a nice cup of tea, would you?
Yes, Sergeant.
Now, the thing is, Mrs. Williams, your son has contracted warts. Now, it may or may not have anything to do with the Yarkels. It could be sheer coincidence that they happened to try to sell you a potion for warts yesterday. I'm in no position to arrest or even question them, I'm sorry.
Well, I say that couple are evil and something should be done.
Sorry to interrupt, Sergeant. Peter Woods is here to see you. He's a bit distressed.
Thank you, P.C. Merry. I'll...
A bit distressed? Yep. Sergeant, I want those medicine freaks arrested for murder.
Murder? Look, Look, Peter, take a seat. Now, Mrs. Williams, if you'll excuse us, I will be in touch.
I'm not going anywhere, Sergeant. If this is about them Yarkles, I want to know what they've done.
I'll tell you what they've done, Mrs. Williams. They've murdered my brother.
Your brother? Not George.
Aye, George. We found him 30 minutes ago. He died during the night.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Peter.
It was them medicine freaks that did it.
Wasn't it George who refused to buy one of them potions?
Exactly. They wanted him to buy some potion that would make him have a long life. But he didn't buy it, did he? So what did they do? They put a curse on him.
There you are, Sergeant. What more proof do you need? Them Yarkles is evil.
Look, let's just take this one thing at a time, shall we? Peter, how did you find your brother?
What do you mean?
I mean, how does it appear that he's died? Has he had an accident? Fallen down the stairs?
Well, no, he just went in his sleep, I reckon.
And he lived with you and your wife, didn't
he? That's right.
Anyone else in the house last night?
No. Hey, you're not saying I had out to do with it, are you?
No, calm down. Look, what I'm saying is that your brother was, well, he wasn't a well man and he simply died of natural causes. I'm sure that's what the doctor's report will say anyway. Look, we've no grounds whatsoever for arresting Mr. and Mrs. Yarkle.
But what about my Sammy's warts?
Mrs. Williams, I'm sorry to hear about Sammy's warts and, Peter, please accept my sympathy, but I'm not going to arrest the Yarkles. I have no right to do so.
Right. We know where we stand then, Sergeant. I'll let myself out.
I thought we could rely on you of all people, Sergeant Cairns. Just goes to show, doesn't it? Well, I hope you get warts one day.
Yes, but Mrs. Williams...
Side.
Are you sure that's at Robinson's Field?
That's what they said, all right.
They said if we wanted any of their medicines, we'd have to come to Robinson's Field.
But what are we going to say to them?
I'll have plenty to say to them. Don't worry.
I hope we're doing the right thing. If Sergeant Cairns finds out I've come out here, it'll be the end of my days as a policeman.
Listen to me, PC Merry. My brother is dead, thanks to the curse of them Yarkles. Your Sergeant Cairns won't do anything, so that's why we're here. If you've got second thoughts, you'd better go on back to the village. Or if you're worried about your job, arrest us. Go on.
I can't arrest you. You haven't done anything.
Well, are you with us or not?
Yes. I don't want them weird folk living near our village any more than you do.
Right.
It's a bit of a dark night tonight.
Look, there they are. You can just see something over there in the long grass.
Yes.
It's the top of the wagon. Look, you can just see a dim crack of light.
Yes. They must just have a low lamp on.
Look, I can see something. Someone moving.
Right. Now's the time. Turn up the lamps. Right. Ahoy there! Yarkles! Can you hear me?
There's no reply.
They can hear me all right. You know who I am, Yarkles. I'm Peter Woods from Village. The brother of the man who wouldn't buy your stinking potion. Do you hear me? Yarkle!
Yes, I can hear you, and I know who you are. What do you want? Some of my long life potion, is it? Or do you want to know if I can bring people back from the dead?
There, that's all the proof I need.
What do you mean?
Well, he just said it there. Do we want to know if he can bring people back from the dead? He hasn't been in the village since yesterday, has he?
Yes. So how would he know unless...
Exactly. How would he know unless he knew? Listen, Yarkle. My brother is dead, and I hold you responsible.
Ah, I see.
Well, aren't you going to deny it?
I'll ask Rosie. Shall we deny what the man says, Rosie?
We could do, couldn't we? I don't see it make much difference, though. It's not going to help his brother much, is it?
Right.
What are you doing? Peter, no, don't do that. It's all long dry grass. You'll set the field ablaze.
That's the idea.
You'll better flee, Yarkles, or burn.
You promised you wouldn't do anything like this.
Get away, Yarkles, and don't ever come back. Do you hear me?
All right, you three, you're under arrest.
Oh, no.
It's Sergeant Cairns.
It had to be done, Sergeant. You weren't going to do anything, were you? Anyway, they've just admitted that they killed George.
Yes, but that doesn't give you any right to go starting fires, Peter Woods. I would have thought you'd have known better. That's for you, PC Merry.
Well, I'm sorry, Sergeant Cairns. I didn't know that this had happened.
Look, there'll be plenty of time for sorry. You better rouse the fire station.
Aye, Sergeant.
As quick as you can.
But what about them Yarkles? You should be arresting them as well.
Don't worry, they will be questioned.
I don't think you'll have the chance, Sergeant Cairns.
What do you mean?
Well, look at that wagon. It's well ablaze. But where are the Yarkles? I haven't seen them run anywhere. The horses, yes, they've got away. They wasted no time. But there was nobody on their backs.
You mean they haven't even tried?
Well, it had to be done.
Yes, you've said that, and I'd advise you not to say any more.
Look at the flames, Sergeant. They're getting bigger. And green.
Green? Green flames? Green fire? What's going on here?
Look!
This is Williams. What's the matter?
Look at the flames!
I don't believe this. I do not believe this. A human face. The pattern of the flames is definitely forming a human face.
I know that face. It's him, Sergeant. It's Yarkle.
So you want us to leave your village, do you? Very well. It seems you've left us no other choice. So, we'll just say cheery bye. But be prepared, my friends, because the next time your precious village clock strikes the hour, you must say farewell to your village.
It's horrible.
I've never seen anything like this.
You must mean the clock in the town hall. I've got to stop it happening.
What? Wait. Wait, stop. Come back here. Come back here, Peter Woods.
So what you're saying is that the clock hasn't worked, presumably, ever since this Peter Woods made sure it wouldn't.
Since I made sure.
Since you made sure? You're Peter Woods?
Yes.
So, well, what happened?
It doesn't matter what happened. All that matters is that you stop that clock now, before it has a chance to chime.
No, hang on. I want to know how this story ends. Did you go to prison?
Yes. I went to prison.
How long were you in for?
6 months.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
I was sentenced to 5 years.
They let you out?
No, they didn't.
I don't understand.
That doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you stop that clock. Stop that clock!
Is he? I must have fallen asleep. Well, what time is it? It's nearly 3. Oh, well, I have mended the clock. I might as well just stay up here and get a bit more sleep. I don't suppose I'll get anywhere else at this time of night. I hope we don't have any more strange dreams. Fine sleep I'm going to have with that going off every hour. Oh, well. Can't stop it now.
Hello! Are you still there?
What? Who's there?
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry, I'd fallen asleep.
Well, for goodness sake, come down.
What's the matter?
We're evacuating the village.
What? Oh, right.
It's a good job I remembered you were up there.
It is. I was fast asleep. So where's the fire?
At the moment, it's 4 streets in the west of the village.
How long has it been going on?
About an hour. We've got a lot to thank you for, you know.
How do you mean?
Well, you managed to get the clock going. Just in time.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, the fire started just after 3 o'clock. Fortunately, the sound of the clock striking 3 woke a lot of people up, with it being something they'd never heard before.
Just a moment. You say the fire started just after 3 o'clock?
Yes.
But how?
No one's sure how or why. The fire brigade were called straight away, but it started spreading. Completely out of control. As I say, we've got 4 streets completely ablaze now, and it could still spread. That's why we're evacuating the village.
I see.
They say there could be some sort of chemical gas involved, maybe seeping out of the ground. Apparently the flames are green.
Green flames?
Look, you can see the fire from here now. It must be getting worse.
Green flames?
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Anyway, thanks again.
If the clock hadn't have chimed when it did, well, I hate to think.
Maybe I'm not the person to thank.
Oh, come on. That clock chimed thanks to you. No one else could have done it. I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Oh, here's my card. Call me again if there's any problem with the clock.
Yes, certainly will. Although I think we've bigger problems to deal with at the moment, but, yes, I'll keep in touch.
Right. Well, I'll say goodbye then, Mr. West. I'd better get going.
Oh, OK. Cheerio then, Mr. Yarkle.
That was The Curse of the Yarkles. In the cast, you had Jerry Kersey as David Yarkle, the clockmender, John Culshaw as the ghost of Peter Woods, and Pete Haslam as Stuart West of the Residents Association. In Old Peter's story, young Peter was Chris Olney. The Yarkles were Claire Dalton and Chris Bell. Mrs. Williams was Lynn Wilson. Sergeant Cairns was Les Smith, and Andy Marsh was PC Merry. The Curse of the Yarkles was written by Les Smith.
You have been listening to Drama International. Join us again next week at the same time for more Drama International.